Happy Father's Day. Great day. And I was looking at these readings here, and I'm thinking to myself, oh man, Father's Day and these readings, how do I, you know, what's the connection there? It didn't take me too long. Well, Father is merciful. Our Father in heaven is so incredibly merciful to us. The thing is, do we trust in that? I mean, do we really believe that the Father is merciful? And as we look at our earthly Father, we realize that our earthly Father is an icon, it's an emulation, it's a living out of the Heavenly Father. Hopefully that's what we see in our fathers. We see an image of the Heavenly Father, particularly in His mercy and His love. And so, you know, like our earthly Father, the Heavenly Father kind of gets the shaft a little bit on a lot of things. You know, like the Heavenly Father, the earthly Father has to lay down the law sometimes. He's got to say, okay, no, yes, you can, no, you can't do this and all that kind of stuff. And what are children's usual reaction to the Father laying down the law? It's usually, no, why? I don't want to do that. No way. I don't want to. Oh, do I have to take out the garbage? Do I have to clean up my room? Do I have to, you know, all this stuff. So we whine and moan and complain about some of the things we did. And you know, the Father gets a lot of flack for all that. And the Heavenly Father gets an awful lot of flack for the Ten Commandments, for His ways. We don't want to obey Him. We don't trust that His ways are good, His ways are holy, or that for some odd reason that somebody didn't write down the correct thing in the Bible. No. There is no errancy in the Bible and what it teaches, especially in the moral way of life. God did not confuse that. And so a lot of times in our own lives, we see it in TV. I mean, the TV confounds a lot of times what the earthly Father would say, but the Heavenly Father most particularly. You know, we look at all these things today that are accepted as the norm. Everything's accepted. I mean, starts with soap operas. Remember that? The starting of soap operas, you got this gossip and gossip and gossip, people ripping each other to shreds. Even Disney participates in that, right? They got teenage soap operas where people are just ripping each other to shreds. And then we wonder why, you know, we see like the some of the stuff go on in the news where the, you know, the teenage girls are doing their own sorority type of stuff where they, you know, you got to pass this test or something like that. And they're ripping on each other. That's nasty stuff. The jokes. I mean, people call it comedy and they're ripping each other to shreds. Is that really God's will? I mean, really? We think the Father's pleased with that? Let alone with everything else. You know, the premarital sex, the homosexual acts, the remarriage without an annulment, all that stuff, the contraception, all these other things. De fide. Gotta be true. Gotta have this. It's my right. I can do whatever I want. All these things we complain about the Heavenly Father to. You know? We're not trusting in Him. See, a lot of times what happens is, why do we do that? Why do we do that? You know, what's our natural reaction to our earthly Father? If we do something wrong, I didn't do it. I'm okay. Or why isn't that? Or maybe it could be, why? Why isn't it okay? I should be able to do that. That's same thing we're giving to our Heavenly Father. We do that all the time. We're really good at that. You know, so we complain about that. And so what happens is we end up, psychologically, what ends up happening is that we end up suppressing it. We deny it. No, it's not true. It is a good thing. It's okay. Of course, we're not thinking about what's holy. We're just thinking about what's okay. What can I get by with to be okay in my relationship? I'm not worried about actually doing something for God. I'm not thinking about what actually pleases Him. I'm just thinking, am I okay with this? It's very selfish at its very root. That's selfishness. And so when we do that, when we deny that, what happens, ultimately speaking, we stuff it. And what is any counselor going to tell you to do when you? What are they going to tell you is going to happen if you stuff it? It comes out in strange ways, right? It just kind of eats away at you. It's not good. You're not done with it because you're stuffing it. It's still there. It's still there inside, and it's bothering you, and you can't get rid of it. That's why so many people, that's why, you know, whenever we argue against somebody, we know we're wrong, that's why we get angry. That's why some people get violent even, trying to prove that they're okay. We see that in arguments between spouses and all this other stuff. I mean, it just happens. It's human nature. It's the fallen nature of humanity. We always do it. So we deny it, and we think we're being merciful towards other people, even when we condone those activities, whatever it may be. Pick and choose. There's a whole slew of them out there. You know, there's a whole smorgasbord of sins, mortal sins we can be involved in that the society will condone totally and say, well, your church is weird because you don't accept this. Get with the right? That's what, you know, Hitler did, actually. Get with it. Out with the old, in with the new. Marxism, right? Progressivism. That's what progressivism teaches. So we don't acknowledge it. We don't acknowledge the sin. We stuff it down, and then we condone other people to stuff it down, which makes it worse for them, and then they're suffering, going through depression, all these other things. Why? Because we don't believe in God's mercy. We don't believe that the Father is really all that merciful. We've doubted our faith because we've sold out the teachings of the faith. If I've sold out the teachings, it goes with it. God's mercy goes with it. I can't have one without the other. God is merciful is the teachings of the church. I can't pick and choose that. And so what happens then is, we're horrible. I mean, we feel awful. And we go our humdrum lives and we're wondering why. Why is that? But it couldn't be that because that's the Dei Fidei. That's the Dei Fidei. That's the dogma society. I can do this. I can do that. It's the trick of the devil. Whereas one day, this is the healing of Jesus Christ, is confession. It's coming out of the closet. You know, so many people have come out of the closet in whatever it is sin they've done and say, I've got liberation. No, that's not liberation. Come out of the closet. Come out of the closet in the confessional. Go to Jesus and come out of the closet in the confessional. That's freedom. Because when we go there, we hear the words we want to hear. Intuitively, deep down inside, we want to hear, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's freedom. Think of it this way. If we did something wrong with our Father here on earth, and of course our first reaction is, I didn't do it. Okay, fine. How's your relationship with your Father? Probably something bothering you inside. Maybe you don't want to be around him too much. It affects the relationship. Look, in our false compassion and saying God really loves you doesn't fix anything. Denial just makes things worse, right? So in that denial, it stunts that tension. And then it starts to grow and manifest. It can manifest itself in other relationships, but it can really manifest itself into a big snowball. A really big snowball can turn into an ice ball. So instead of doing that, instead of falling to that lie, we go to our Heavenly Father in confession and we're forgiven. So that's the thing. You can pretend it's okay. You can pretend what you did is okay. Or you can go to him and actually receive his mercy. And that begs the question, are you having faith? Are you really having faith that God is merciful? See, if you think, oh, God loves you, well, you're really not. You're just, it's like a white-knuckle faith. It's like, I got to believe that God loves me. No, look, just because God loves us doesn't mean everything we do pleases him. Just because our Father here on earth loves us doesn't mean everything we do pleases him. Those are totally separate issues. Nothing you do can take away the Father's love for you. God loves you no matter what. His love for you is not dependent on your actions, but whether or not you get to heaven just might, because that's justice. You know, there are a lot of people in the world who like to say, oh, everybody goes to heaven. Everybody goes to heaven. Really? And what am I to tell a Jew to say Hitler is in heaven? Sounds like a pretty scary thought to me if I were a Jew. You'll love it in heaven. Hitler is there. Really? Where's the justice in that? Now, everybody can get to heaven if they have remorse. And that's the whole point. David had remorse. He trusted. You know, this is before the time of Jesus even. You think about this man of faith. The faith that he had. He didn't have Jesus. He said, I've sinned. I'm sorry. He came clean. He came out of the closet. And now he was able to be free. To be a king that he was meant to be. To be a man of God that he was meant to be. That's a great grace of our Heavenly Father. Man, he loves you so much. He wants to give you grace in place of grace in place of grace. He wants to give you so much. All we've got to do is go to confession and amend our lives. We have to amend our lives. It's not good enough to say you're sorry. We have to amend our ways. What do we do with our earthly father here? If we make our mistake, okay, don't do it again, right? I mean, somebody comes and slaps you across the face and says, oh, I'm sorry. Slap. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Slap. What good is that? Right? We got to amend our ways. We have to live the way that God the Father taught us. Doing all these other things complicates things. We look at marriage. People wonder why. Why is it so complicated for the church? It's not that complicated for the church. We make things complicated. It's really simple. Get married in the church before God. Know your faith. Know what marriage is. It's not very complicated at all. We have to understand that. If we're not willing to make amends in our lives, we've already answered the question, do we have faith? Another question is, do we love God? John tells us that if we don't do the will of the Father, we're not loving him. Are we doing the will of the Father? Now, it's one thing if we fall, but do we will it? Are we trying? Or do we deny it and say, well, it's good, okay, I'll be fine. This is Father's Day. The Father is here on earth is just a mere shadow of the Father in heaven. Hopefully you had a good father. It's awesome if you do, because not everybody does. If you do, realize that Father here on earth should emulate the Father in heaven. Father in heaven is so incredibly merciful, loves us so much. We don't hide from him. We don't stuff these things down. If we know he loves us, we can put ourselves in his arms and trust in him.